Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. This is going to be a housekeeping mini-episode, because we've had a lot going on here at Wittenberg to Westphalia World Headquarters, and I've not put up an episode in a while, and it looks like I'm not going to get to do one until the first week of June. So, first off, apologies for the long gap between episodes. This has been sort of a feature of this show, but this is a longer one than normal. There's been a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on that's gotten maybe a little out of hand. And as many of you may know, I've been looking at PhD programs, and then I was working on 2 episodes simultaneously, which is just a bad idea. Also, the baby needed some minor corrective dental surgery. It's been a fun month. To say thanks for your patience through all this would be to do a disservice to the concept of gratitude. Your continued listenership has been humbling and wonderful, even if I take a month between episodes on a good month. As a small condolence, there will be 2 episodes in June, so that is something to look forward to. The big housekeeping issue today is really 2 related issues. I have somehow managed to join 2 podcasting collectives, Dark Myths and Agora. The story of how I joined 2 and not 1 is not that interesting, and besides the point, they're both great groups, and it's nice to be wanted. I joined Dark Myths about the time of the release of the last episode, as a result of the gentle persuasions of friend of the show Christoph Sanderson and his pet KGB agents. I may have lost a kneecap, but I've gained many new friends in the Dark Myths archipelago, and who really needs working knees anyway, says this humble observer. For those who don't know, Dark Myths was founded by Jordan Harbour of the Twilight Histories podcast, and is united by a dark outlook and a DIY ethos. Though we straddle the line between history and myth, we are united by telling stories that stare into the abyss, daring it to stare back. Essentially, we are the goth punks of the podcasting world. There are a lot of great podcasts on Dark Myths, including Rumor Flies, who were kind enough to give me a plug when I started out, and whose show comically addresses the origins, evolution, and veracity of your favorite rumors, myths, and misconceptions. So, if you enjoy my tendency to take swings at historical and geophysical golden calves, you may enjoy their show as well. Dark Myths also plays host to friends of the show, Travis Dow, and his many podcastnik shows. It also plays host to Captain Craig Buddy and his History of the Pirates show, the inestimable Lesser Bonapartes, and many, many other great shows. So, you know, go check them out. They're really great. I'm going to start pointing out that I'm a member of the Dark Myths Collective at the end of every show, so that's something just to be aware of. The other collective I have joined is the Agora Podcast Network. Named for the famous Greek marketplaces where ideas were exchanged in addition to goods, Agora hopes to bring history podcasters together for mutual intellectual and fiscal benefits. Of everything I'm going to tell you today, joining Agora is probably going to have the biggest impact on you loyal listeners, and I want to go through these issues point by point. But before I get to any of the scary stuff, I want to stress that the biggest reason that I wanted to join Agora was not for the financial or other benefits, many of which I didn't realize existed until I was already in, but because of the opportunity to be associated with podcasting greats like David Crowther, Zach Twombly, and Chris Stewart. This is something that I've wanted since I started podcasting, and when Agora came along and had this great stable of talent, I knew I needed to get involved. Agora also hosts friends of the show Steve Guerra and Travis Dow, amazing and influential podcasters in their own rights, and podcasters whose shows on the history of the papacy and the history of Germany, respectively, deeply complement the work I'm doing here. Steve and I have actually already done a collaboration that will be coming up soon, and that was kind of the thing that pushed me over the edge into joining Agora, Not that Steve did any active recruiting or anything, it was just kind of a, why am I not in Agora already at this point kind of thing. There's going to be definitely more collaborations with Steve in the future, and once I get to early modern Europe and Germany, definitely more with Travis. Travis has already provided a guest episode on this show, and he helped me out a whole lot with the Central Europe walking tour episode. Really a huge help, so where these two went, I felt like I needed to go. Now, being part of such illustrious company comes with benefits and responsibilities. On the benefit side, by pooling our listenerships, we have enough ears to make advertisers take notice of us. Certainly something that I wouldn't be able to achieve on my own. Part of the benefit of that is that I will now be getting free hosting from Acast. On the flip side, I'm going to have to move my feed over to Acast from Libsyn. And I'm going to have to, you know, run advertising in order to get the sweet, sweet advertising dollars. Let's break this down a little bit more. As far as moving my hosting over, that is going to happen slowly over the next month, and ideally you won't notice it happening. While I'm making this happen, I'm going to make some tweaks to the first episode. As you all know, I've deviated a bit from my initial plan that I outlined in that episode, and so I'd like to make that clear in the intro episode at least. I feel like that's going to be a big benefit for new listeners. I'm not going to be redoing the episode so much as just add a little bit on at the beginning and the end. Hopefully you all don't mind that bit of revisionist history. It's something I've been wanting to do for a little while, and I think it's important. At any rate, the bullet point from this whole thing is that I'm going to be moving to Acast from Libsyn. Libsyn has been absolutely a dream to work with, and I would recommend them to anyone, but there's a time to move on, and that time is when you spend less money for the same benefits. Just to reiterate, there should be no break in service, hopefully everything will be happening on my end, but just in case, for the next month or so, keep an eye on the Facebook and the blog, just to make sure you're getting all the episodes in the feed. Now, have a seat. Advertising. It can be scary and divisive, particularly amongst the techno-anarchist hipster crowd that frequents podcasts. We are all subject to seemingly constant bombardment by marketers who spend their lives devising clever ways to separate us from our money. But let's face it, folks. I have no money, and a kid to put through college, and my own student loans are enough to buy a decent-sized house. If those student loans are to be believed, my time is worth something, and it would be really nice to be able to pay Andrew for all his work on my show. I mean, he's gonna need to start shaving soon, and I seem to remember that being expensive. Personally, I haven't shaved my own lustrous mane since 1986, but not everyone is blessed with flowing facial locks like me. At any rate, I don't want this to become a burden to you, the listener, and I don't want it to take away from Wittenberg to Westphalia. This show is important to me, and I don't want it to become a bad alternative to corporate radio. I will not have ads in the body of my show. They will be at the beginning or at the end of the show so as to avoid being a distraction. I'm going to once again emulate the great Mike Duncan here, and hopefully we can all agree that the ads in the history of Rome and revolutions were not too obnoxious. If you disagree, let me know and we can see if there's a way to make this better together, but my concept is sort of, you know, old-timey radio with sponsorships, not two-minute-long ad breaks like in modern radio. At the end of the day, this is just one of the things that comes along with being part of Agora, and, you know, daddy's got bills. Someone's gotta put Heaven Hill on the table. Now, I realize a number of you have donated money. I hope none of the donators feel gypped by this. I never said that your donations were keeping this ad-free, but maybe some of you felt that way. If you do, let me know, and maybe we can work something out. I will still be accepting donations, by the way, and on the same terms. Any donation gets a silly Regnal name call-out at the beginning of the show, and will get placed on the fake family tree on the website. I greatly appreciate the donations, they've been a big help, but this is another way for me to get help. Now, somewhat related to advertising is the issue of show plugs. As you all know, I've never been shy about plugging shows in my show, but one of the big benefits and responsibilities that comes from Agora is that every month, all of us get together and feature a podcast from the network on our shows. This month, for example, it is Royfield Brown's 10 American Presidents podcast. Royfield is another of the classics of podcasting, and his style is very unique. While many of us podcasters are very fond of the sound of our own voices, particularly when they are as rich and sonorous as mine, Royfield comes into podcasting from a different angle. He's from a musical background. His podcasts feature lush scores and wonderful clean editing. In 10 American Presidents, Roifield lets guest experts speak about key presidential figures, while he himself makes only passing mic contributions. And yet the show is very much a creature of the creative mind of Mr. Brown. Now, apart from that plug, I'm going to be putting the plugs for all future Agora feature shows either at the beginning or at the end of each episode. Once again, this is to avoid breaking up the flow of the episode. Someday it will be my turn, and that's a nice benefit, but you know, I'm not just a podcaster, I'm a fan, and I really like these shows. So just having an opportunity to take a minute and talk about shows that I really like in my show, that's a benefit on its own. As for the in-show plugs that I do during the body of the content of my shows, those are going to continue, regardless of whether or not the podcaster is a member of the podcast collectives I have joined. That is all about references to other useful material for people who may not have time to read the books that I use. Speaking of the books that I use, I'm going to be trying to catch back up with the bibliography page on my website, so you may want to take a look at that. Another reason to go to the website, and the final bit of housekeeping, is that I'm about to get some help from The Map Guy. The Map Guy is a podcast fan who is, like me, a GIS professional, except that he's better and he has his own ARC license. He had put some thought into starting his own podcast on the history of maps, which I still think would be great, but he decided that the best way to help the community was to set himself up as sort of the man on the spot to provide maps to all the history podcasters who couldn't do it for themselves. Now, as you all know, I've been struggling for the past year to get maps for my walking tour episodes, with limited success that was then put onto the very, very backest of back burners by the arrival of the baby. And the Map Guy is helping me out. He's going to be putting together maps for all the walking tour episodes, and then giving me all the data I need to produce my own maps going forward. For free. He's doing all of this for free because he's just so into the history podcasting community. He is a stand-up guy, and if you need any mapping at all, please see him first. So, I'm going to be posting a link to his site on my website and on the Facebook page, but as he gets those maps to me, I'm going to be updating the old blog posts with the old episodes on them. If the walking tour episodes in any way left you confused, it may be a good time to go back and listen to them again with reference to these maps. If you want to know when the maps have arrived, keep an eye on the blog and the Facebook page, and I'll let you know when the maps are up on the old blog posts so you can go have a listen and look at the new maps. So that's about it. Sorry to talk at you for 11 minutes and not give you any history, but I figured you'd want to know about all this stuff now rather than waiting till the first week of June to hear about it when some of this stuff would be much further along. Thanks very much for listening, both today and in general. I'm really excited by the changes we have going ahead. I think they're going to be for the best, and I'm really looking forward to the next couple of episodes, which are going to be very, very fun. So, the next month is going to be a lot of fun. Sorry about the previous month of Radio Silence. And tune in next time for a much more exciting episode of From Wittenberg to Westphalia.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.